Recorded Books presents A Conspiracy of Friends by Alexander McCall Smith, narrated by Simon Preble, and directed by Angel Morality Dotson.
Chapter 1. The Only Unpleasant Liberal Democrat. Oedipus Snark had a number of distinctions in this life. The first of these, and perhaps the most remarkable, was that he was, by common consent, the only truly nasty Liberal Democrat member of Parliament. This was not just an accolade bestowed upon him by journalists in search of an amusing sobriquet. It was a judgment agreed upon by all those who knew him, including, most notably, his mother. Bethia Snark, a well-known psychoanalyst who lived in a small, undistinguished muse house behind Corduroy Mansions, had tried very hard to love her son, but had eventually given up, thus joining that minuscule group, mothers who cannot abide their sons. So rare is the phenomenon, and so willing are most mothers to forgive their sons any shortcoming, that this demographic, that is to say in English, these people, is completely ignored by marketeers. And that, as we all know, is the real test of significance. If marketeers ignore you, you are not worth bothering about. You are nothing. You are, to put it brutally, a non-demographic. So intense was Bethia's distaste for her son that she had once seriously contemplated arranging a DNA test to see whether there was any chance that Oedipus had been mixed up with her real infant in hospital and given to the wrong mother. She knew that this was clutching at straws, but she had read about such errors in a popular psychology magazine and concluded that there was a chance, just a chance, that it had happened to her. The author of the article had for years researched the psychological profile of those who had lived a large part of their life under a false belief.